Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Yo, what is this?
I don't know, but whatever it is fresh. Grab a tape. We can't record if we don't have any more blank cassettes.
Oh, man.
I have an idea. Tape. Paper. Wait. I like party all the time.
Man, shut up, man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
All right. Let's see what's up, man. It's been a minute. Oh, shit. Hold on. Make sure my audio good. All right, we good. All right, let's see what's popping. Peace, everybody that's in the building. Peace. Hold on, let me... All right, let me put that on mute. What's going on, everybody? I already know that y'all already seen this stuff already. It's been over a week since I've been on, and it's just a lot of things I had to take care of. You feel me? So I'm back now, and we're going to get right into it, man. So, look, shout out to Old Man TV. So this morning, he went live. You know, we've seen that, you know, even though it came out the night before last, because this is a new day now. And, you know, there was a shooting. And come to find out from, you know, his sources or whatever, that it has something to do with Yo Gotti's sister, Robin Chanel. We're going to go to her page and all that. That her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend, you know what I'm saying, was there, and her new boyfriend was there. So I guess he was in the cut. So I'm just going to go by that narrative. Everything is allegedly, though. So seen him in the club in the restaurant or whatever, and they had some words exchange, and they got popped off. So let me go to that video first where they popped off at. All right, let's go to that video. please make sure y'all hit the like button. So here's the video. So they saying that the dude name is John, and I know a lot of y'all already seen it, so I'm not even going to talk too much. So let's get right to it. Allegedly, this is supposed to be the old boyfriend. Allegedly, this is the dude named Mame Man, the new boyfriend or whatever. So I guess he was waiting on him. But anyway, all right. And this is Big Juk right here. Where's the volume, baby? This one don't have the volume on it. Hold on. Nah, so that's TMZ. Let's go to the other one. They definitely have the audio. I thought this one had the audio, so hold up. Pretty sure some of y'all seen this shit already, but let's get to... Oh, I can't play that right there.
So that's when the fight started, so this is after I had talked to Johnny.
Now I'm trying to find out if that's his mom's, because if that's the mom's talking, she says she just finished talking to John. Now I don't know if that's the sister. Now hold on, let's go back a little bit. Let's kind of dissect.
Hello, this nigga hopping around, Johnny. Right there, this nigga jumped
after I had talked to Johnny.
All right, let's go back. I don't know if this is her. We'll go to her picture so we can put two and two together.
I had talked to Johnny.
So maybe this is Johnny. All right. So that's, I guess that's Johnny or whatever.
I know. This nigga hopping around. Yeah,
see?
The new one. The one in the blue started it.
He's one first.
Yeah, so look, when you're around some nigga shit, what you think is gonna happen? I can't play that video because it's very graphic. So let me go to mine because I edited myself. So here's my edited version. There's no audio, so... So right afterwards, you see the dude is hopping on one leg. So he the one that needed the crutches. So after all that, I'm pretty sure y'all seen it, but here it is. So it's already one dude dead right here laying on the ground. That's where he shot him at. Boom. And the way he hit that ground was hard, family. Okay. Now, several people was already shot. Now, I don't know if this dude got a gun in his hand or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let me peep that, because I ain't really peeped that before. What is that in his hand right there, though? So that's where he first gets shot, man. Yo, when he hit that ground, son, he hit that shit hard and didn't even move. So he must have hit the switch on the shit. You feel me? He must have hit that switch, and that was it. So this supposed to be, let me pull up the picture. Damn, I ain't gonna pull up the picture. Let me see something. Let me pull up the picture of the two dudes. I'm pretty sure y'all already seen this shit already, but it is what it is. What's that chick name? Oh, Gossip. Yeah. Instead of doing too much, I'd rather just go right here, see if she have it on her. Didn't she put up the pictures of the motherfuckers? On Instagram. Hold on. Y'all bear with me, y'all. Alright. Blah, 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 blah. Let me go to my saves. Hold on. I'll share my screen in a minute. But peace everybody out here. Please make sure y'all hit that like button, too, if y'all haven't already. Please make sure y'all hit that like button. Here we go. Let me share my screen real quick. Peace to everybody. That's not Juk. Okay. Well, it looks like him. He built like him. The dude with the white on the far left. I go back to it. And that's my old picture right there, right there. So I was like probably like, what, 19, 20. That's when I had my old crib. I didn't even fucking know I took that picture, son. But, yeah, man, I miss those days, man. That's the Young Mike Lab, baby. Okay? Talk about spring chicken, nigga. My back was very good back then. Okay? Yeah, man, those are good times, man. You heard? Man, listen. Talk about, you know, I ain't even going to go down that road right now, but pussy was definitely no issue. But, so this supposed to be the guy right here, right? So, according, again, this is all allegedly, and again, I'm pretty sure y'all already seen all this shit already, but it's all right. So, Gossip City said this the dude named, allegedly, Maine. That's kind of, you know, it is what it is. I guess it suits him and Rock. So I'm pretty sure they was cool friends or whatever. So it was an altercation that happened inside. We're going to go to Old Man TV. We're going to play a little bit of the stuff because that's his intellectual property. I'll go there in a moment, momentarily. But I guess he said, if I'm not mistaken, he got a DM. he got a DM. Somebody told him exactly what happened or whatever, or allegedly of what happened. So basically, this is supposed to be the new boyfriend, all right, of his sister, of Yo Gotti's sister, Chanel. Let me go to her page right now. Here we go right here. All right, so she's a pretty girl. She's definitely a pretty girl, though, you know what I mean? However, if this is true, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't control everything. You can't stop. If we're going to go, oh, my God. If we're going to go with the narrative, right, that her new shorty was there and her old shorty was there, they was in the same vicinity, and, you know what I'm saying, niggas exchanged some words or whatever. Because the dude with the blue. And I'm thinking when you hear the audio of the fight and you hear the people talking, I'm thinking, because they saying the dude with the blue, you know, with the blue hoodie, like hopping around, he the one that set it off. I would at least expect somebody to say, yo, that's such and such, that's old girl, old boyfriend, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case would be. We didn't hear that. So again, so we always going to go by that one word, allegedly. So if that's him, you could probably tell that it probably was an ex-boyfriend or something, or how hype this nigga was, because he was hype for no motherfucking reason. Or unless, you know, when them spirits is in you, when you're drinking, da-da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You get a little bit hyperactive depending on who you are. I don't know, man. But if that was the case, can she have stopped this from happening? If we're going to go with that narrative, if her old boyfriend was there, could she have stopped it from happening? Or is it her fault that it happened? I'm pretty sure I'll say two things, and the phone lines is already open. I would just say this, if that's what's the case, if she known, maybe she didn't know he was there yet. You can't be at many places at one time. You're only one person. You dig what I'm saying? Could she had, just say if she didn't know he was there, would she would have kicked him out? I hope she would have kicked him out. because you know what kind of temperament this nigga got. You know this nigga, you know what I'm saying? He's a stepper, he's a shatter. You know, he busts his gun, whatever, however you want to describe that shit. He one of them type of niggas, pop off dummies, however you call it. You dig what I'm saying? Could she have done something about it? I don't know. I don't know. She's a beautiful girl, though. Let's go to the picture with the moms. All right, so that's them right here. So I'm pretty sure y'all seen this shit already, but there's always somebody who hasn't. So I always do it for them. So Yo Gotti, that's the moms. That's the sister. That's Robin. And that's Big Juke, right? Now, that looked like him that was in the footage. But anyway, on there was talking about her titties and all that. That's just kind of crazy, kind of funny. But, you know, I ain't gonna go there. I'm tired. I can't even fucking talk too much right now. But, right here. Okay. So I'm pretty sure that's not that night. It's probably somewhere else. But all night, all white Havana nights. Okay. That's nice. That's nice, though. But they saying that this nigga was instigating the fucking fight. Instigating. Again, I don't know how true that is. So we're going to go to own that shit in a few seconds. Let me do this real quick. I think I'm getting a fucking cold again or something. But hold on. Hold on, soldier. And I'm surprised that ass is still up tonight, okay? Hold on. Oh, I can't do that. Then I'm sharing the screen, so I can't even do that. All right, fuck it. All right, let's go. Let me pull it up over here. Make sure y'all hit that like button too, family. And it's like, yo, I'm pretty sure, yo, listen, man, because it's a dark cloud, okay, over CMG. There's always some shit, right? And I'm thinking, because he's dealing with Angela Simmons. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that nigga Rev Run was soaking in the tub, you know, at the end of his fucking show and shit. He always sending a scripture and shit and reading the shit. I know he was sitting in the tub under the motherfucking bubbles sending her a scripture because, you understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that's going on with CMG with Young Gotti. Somebody always dying. Somebody was getting hurt. Somebody getting locked up. It's always something. And then still, we're not even done with the Young Dolph situation. And knowing that the dude, I forgot the dude's name. We'll get into that as well. They got fucking locked up. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to have been paid by Big Juke or Young Dolph. The same dude that his daughter was murdered. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Where's that? Hold on. All right, I'm going all the way back. All right, here we go. So we're going to go to... share my screen in a few moments. Let's get to the right. Hold on. All right, I'm going to share my screen right now, man. Shout out to, you said mouthwash. Dick. Kiss my ass.
And Juke. All
right, let's go.
A.K.A. Snookums was egging it on with both of the guys Robin was sleeping with. Legend. So Snookums in the club, egging it on. Yeah, I told y'all Big Juke ain't shit. Okay?
Hold on. You talking about back of that throat, nigga. Do you hear this throat right here, nigga? All right? That nigga needs some Ricola. Come on, son. Cut it out. Let's go. But shout out to Onan, all right?
And they are picking at them fucking man. They're fucking his goddamn sister, right? And he in there making jokes, and then boy, that man, I shoot up the whole fucking club. Why karma, bitch? Hey, Big Juke, Gotti go fuck you up. Boy, Gotti, that is on with for Juke. Hey, look at Gotti go kill that nigga. Hey, why Juke is shit? I can see Juke make one ass head in there now. Yeah, get him. Robbing that guy. Two niggas in there fighting over her. nigga come back and kill everybody in the club. I talk about mass shooting. Well, what kind of pussy robbers got? I don't want none of that. There with Robin. Right now. Robin got that killer pussy. Hey, Nuke. Robin got that killer pussy. Mad in my Master B voice. She got that killer pussy. Killer pussy. Boy, Chucky and shit. Boy, Snookums and shit. Boy, that damn Snookum, boy. That goddamn Snookum. That fucking get the whole restaurant shoot out.
My nigga sounding like an old old mechanic, nigga. That man like a robber. Really got it. Give me a cigarette. Got that. 2 months goddamn oil, Jim.
This report comes from two different people, okay? So if anybody out there in Memphis want to verify this also, but the word on the street is Robin been giving out that chewing. Everybody blaming Big Chuck. Why Big Chuck ain't never gonna fuck up here? Nobody ain't gonna shoot that fat bitch. Oh shit. Oh shit. Snookum strikes again. That's nigga that break a camel back. And not get his barber club shoot up. What more can you do? Where on the screen? That situation critical, man. You damn right. You're a love basketball. Just an instigate a whole motherfucker riot. Look at this nigga, Mike. This nigga right here, this little fat ass boy right here with all these titties around him, look at Snookum. And he not going in them people club and get all them people killed, man. Red Rip Rub. So, this the guy, right? They said, for all the people that's coming in right now, Snookum, this the text I get. Is this. Good morning, Onan. The tragedy at Prevey Gotti restaurant started because of Robin Mims' boyfriend. Robin Mims' old boyfriend and the new boyfriend was arguing. And they got upset. So the old boyfriend got upset and left the restaurant. And when the new boyfriend and his friend walked out, the old boyfriend shot 7 people and killed 2. And Juk was egging it on with both of the guys Robin was sleeping with. All right? This. Good morning, Onan. The tragedy at Prevey Gotti restaurant started because of Robin Mims' boyfriend. Robin Mills' old boyfriend and the new boyfriend was arguing. And they got upset. So the old boyfriend got upset and left the restaurant.
Now, let's kind of unpack that, though. Let's kind of unpack that. If somebody gave him that information, right, what we see on the camera and what that letter says or that DM or whatever or that text says different, it said that whoever wrote that didn't say they had a fight, right? Let's hear it again. Let's hear it verbatim. So this all could be a lie. Who knows? Because if they was there, she would have known or he would have known that they had a fight, right? We all seen it.
The text I get. Good morning, Onan. The tragedy at Prevey Gotti restaurant started because of Robin Mims' boyfriend. Robin Mills' old boyfriend and the new boyfriend been arguing.
Now, I don't know if she's talking about in past tense. You know, everybody, talk different. had been arguing. Because that wasn't an argument. That was a fucking fight. That was both. What we saw was a fight. Had been arguing. It could have been in past tense earlier that night or been arguing over the phone for quite some time. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to, like, process that. And it sounds kind of... Who's from fucking Memphis and understand y'all understand the lingo that she's talking, that he's talking right now? I don't know, but let's continue.
And they got upset. So the old...
And they got upset. Upset and fighting is two different things. We just seen what we saw on the footage. There's chairs being thrown, water being thrown, fists, niggas is stomping, niggas is jumping, and all of that. That's none of what described in the text. So I don't know. Y'all let me know what y'all think, because I feel like that person was actually there, or maybe they talking in third person, or they the third person getting, you know, secondhand information, and they not even there. Who knows? Ain't no Ben argument. They was arguing. They was fighting. They would have been like, yo, niggas was arguing. Niggas started fighting. Niggas throwing chairs, all that shit. And after that, they went outside. Someone was waiting for them and shot them up. You understand what I'm saying? You see the difference between giving information?
Boyfriend got upset and left the restaurant.
Got upset. How the fuck you got upset? Yeah, you got upset, but no indication of any fighting. You understand what I'm saying? So could this be true? I want to look in the chat right now, because this is really my, like, first time, like, really looking and listening to that text. Press one, do you think that person is lying, basically, based on what he just read? Because I feel like if that person was there, the way he texted him, it would have been way more different than what we saw, which I think. But let's keep playing. Which I think, man. I know it's 1 a.m, motherfucker. Stop that. Somebody got some kung fu fingers or something. Hit that keyboard, nigga. But let's continue. But listen, please make sure y'all hit that like button. That's for the algorithms. Please make sure y'all hit that like button. Oh, yeah. Before I fucking forget, I got two dope interviews coming up. One is on a limb, but one definitely for sure. It's going to be later on today, this evening. That's going to be with, what's his name? Robin, hold on. Let me get it correct. Let me get it correct. I don't want to misquote. Hold on. Let me go. Hold on, soldiers. My phone tripping, bro. All right, and he just hit me just now. My phone tripping, bro, but hit me when you get time to confirm the time for our interview tomorrow. All right, name is Ronnie Bo. So for those, oh yeah, damn. Let me hit this dude back. Damn. So if I get this other interview, that shit gonna be dope. But Ronnie Bo, he is the dude that's been going viral about being there with R. Kelly. All right, so he did an interview with quite a few people. Oh, let me respond to this. Damn, I forgot. All right, cool. Speak to you tomorrow. So hopefully this interview, that's going to be dope. That's about the Troy Ave shit and the Tax Stone shit. But I'm not going to say who it is, but that's definitely firsthand knowledge. So hopefully that'll come through. But the dude name is Ronnie Bo. All right, and he did an interview, you know what I mean, that, you know, he was one of the dudes that was close with, you know, R. Kelly while he was locked up, told him personal information. You know, I'll go to that video as well. Let me write that down real quick. Hold on. All right. Haven't been here in a minute, y'all. It's been a week, man. Did y'all miss me? I'm trying to find out if y'all miss me, man. Huh? I guess not. Well, kiss my ass, nigga. All right. All right, let's continue, man.
And when the new boyfriend and his friend walk out, the old boyfriend shot 7 people and killed 2. And Juk was egging it on with both of the guys robbing. All right? So
And I'm going to skim through this too. All right.
No Snookums on the screen. No badass Snookums. He look like that little fat boy off of, you know who he look like? Y'all remember the fucking movie, with an arsenal. And then a Colorado shooting on that bitch. Oh, shit, Snookum. Goddamn Snookum. Goddamn little fat-ass boy right there. That little fat-ass boy right there that caused all this. So I went on, last night I went on to Gotti's page at about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I wanted to see if Gotti knew about it. Gotti been in the gym. Took him a look at my shoes. Look at my shoes. This nigga mama clap that get shoot up, he ain't even know what's going on. The nigga in the gym told me, look at my shoes. Let me show you. So I'm going to get Snookum low fat ass off the screen right now. And we're going to go to Gotti P. Let me show y'all what Gotti been doing last night. I mean, it's been 2 or 3 hours after this shit. Gotti ain't even know the club get shoot up. Y'all better not coming in with that fucking bullshit. I'm gonna get your ass up out of here.
Just a little bit more than we done.
All right. So Mimi look like he sell cars or something. This look like what he does. He look like he's a car salesman. Or something like that. All right. Anybody out there know TRX trick? Yeah. So that's that truck again. See it right there? Short bed. Him and his mom. All right. So this is one of the guy. This is one of the guys that was murdered last night at the club. Boy, I hope Gotti don't got a good insurance policy on that club. Because let me tell y'all what's about to happen. They about to get the fuck sued out of them. Let me tell you who all going to get sued. Gotti mama going to get sued. She's the leasor of the building. The property owner is going to get sued. The person who owned the building and the property. The security company is going to be sued. Okay? So you're going to have the leasor, the property owner, and the security company is going to be sued by all 9 or 7 of them people. And they're going to sue whoever owned the name of them.
All of them going to get sued. Even if you look on Robin Chanel's or Robin Mims, which is Yo Gotti's sister, she puts on her, like, her profile or whatever on Instagram that she is the owner, so, or co-owner of the Privy restaurant. So she's definitely going to get sued. So I want to skim a little bit, though, y'all. I don't want to play too much of this shit. We can look at this stuff ourselves. So I just want to play a little something. All right. So let's go ahead. Go back a little bit.
That's a gang sign. So anybody want to tell me what that is right there? 3 fingers right there. That's him right there. Jesus. Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ. What the fuck is going on in this world now? Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. I can't show that to y'all, man. You know? If I could, I would.
Damn, a lot of those pictures has been deleted, too.
All right, y'all. So, all right, I can't shoot it. I can't shoot it. No way I can shoot it. All right. Kenza 44, what's up, baby girl? You on lunch break? Did you get your ass? You ever been inside a federal courtroom? You ever went to trial? I can't shoot it. No boyfriend on this picture. Robin probably gonna take him off. Oh yeah. Guys, just telling them they hate you. Isn't it Rock Bailey? All right, got y'all. Good look. All right, now. Look at Jump. Look at Snookum. Robin ain't no bad looking girl now. Oh, shit. That little BB didn't belong to Jump. Little BB does. Let me go. God, stop. Lord Jesus. Poor man. Behave, poor man. Behave. He said Rob because he knew them bitches. Yeah, I knew Rob, but I knew them bitches. Ooh. What Rob got going on here with that lot? Hold up, man.
Oh, Robin. Shit. That's not even.
Now, I knew you would come away with that damn crease right there. Oh, Lord Jesus, this girl here. Robin.
Yeah, she's definitely a nice-looking girl, though. But when you look at it, they should have...
jail to being with you when you got touchdown. We knew you was going to shine brighter than the stars above. This feels so unreal right now. I can't even sleep at all. Got so many stories, especially the day we drove to Nashville early in the morning just so y'all could come back to the all-white and stand on the city. Rock had us in the truck tripping the whole time. All I could hear, Mimi Man McCracken telling us now how important getting your life right is. Love y'all, the real Kobe and Shaq, Rock Bailey. Y'all just hurt us so bad with this. So these two niggas been together. So the story matching now. Hold up now. So let's get to the story. They say...
They said
that the old boyfriend leave out the club, wait on the new boyfriend to come out and shoot him. So which one Robin been fucking with? Rock Bailey or Mimi? Y'all feel me? Which one Robin been fucking? Robin had to be fucking one up. Could Robin get Rock and Mimi killed? So who all want to place bet? I want to say Mimi. I want to say Mimi. Who y'all say? Y'all say Rock Bailey? I say Mimi. I know. I got to look. Hold up. Y'all got to give me a second because I got to look at Rock shit. So let me look at Mimi. Let me look at Rock Bailey shit first.
Let me just say this. They took everybody's shit off. When you look up their names now, some of them, it's taken off. So that's why, you know, I seen some of them, but some of them, they already got scrubbed off. But I'll play a little bit more, all right? Hold on.
Let's go to Rock. Nah, cause I'm so shocked. Rock Bill. So this Rock right here. I won't believe this about you, Rock. Not after the 3-hour conversation we just had about everything, cause my head hurts. My stomach.
Let's go to the updated version of that. Hold on 1 second. And salute to Onan for that information as well. So let's go to Rock Bailey real quick. All right, let's go there. So salute to Sun for that information, though, real talk. So you know, I give credit when credit's due. I ain't never been a hater, nigga. I don't got one jealous bone in my body, family. So this the dude, pretty sure y'all already know that by now. So let's look at up to date, right? Oh my God, just finding out Rock Bailey, my junior high mate, schoolmate, was one of the people killed last night at Privy. My condolences to his family. Damn shit crazy. Cuz, you cooked this food. Cuz, what the items you cooked? So can I put on my plate? Da da da. So I see. One thing for sure, I really didn't play about me and that food. Damn, I'm gonna miss you. Rest in peace, Rock Bailey. Definitely was a real friend. Met them both in the feds. Jeremy Clemens, Carruthers, J Dub. Pray for his family. It's crazy how two people I met are gone. Tattooing definitely brings a good connection and memories that will always be with us. Long live J Dub and Rock and P. Yeah, that's crazy. I got no sleep last night in battlement tonight. This shit is disturbing. My belly, you checked out too soon, homie. It's bothering me tough. Thank you all so much for the condolences. There's so many. I can't respond to every whatever the fuck that EVB, all these damn acronyms now, right now, but I seen them. I have to pull it together. I'm having a hard time believing he checked out on me. He knew I was the biggest crybaby and I wouldn't take much, but he has me stuck on cold with this shit. You did me the worst way checking out like that. Nah, not you, man, Rock Bailey. His oldest daughter for sure acting like his mom. It was always Trinidad-y how this sound. What? Trinidad. Okay. How this sound. Let me tell you what happened, D. Don't take nobody's side but your daddy, man. Man, you never take my side. He was a good man, always kind of looking out for everybody. Ain't no way. So, all right. So this must be his daughter or girl or something like that. Let me look at these comments real quick. All right, let's go through that. All right, let me definitely. You know, I'm definitely check her out in a minute. Let me see. Hold on, let me write that down. All right, let's continue. On this day, we broke the knob at the All White, man, bro. I can't believe. Da da da. I'm looking for specifics so I could, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to gloss through some of it now, okay? I told you about you live, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Damn, cuz, you might not even close, but we didn't see each other, so love, da da da. Wow. I just want to see some of these comments, too. You know what I'm saying? You never know what somebody might slip up in there, you dig? There's always going to be somebody that's going to, you know what I'm saying? Somebody going to say something, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no way Memphis niggas took niggas, Snap Logan and Rock Bailey now too. This shit is crazy as fuck. Memphis, get your shit together. All the real niggas dying and the bitch ass snitch niggas still living and y'all done took some real niggas from us. Let me see. Ain't it Maine? Wow. Yeah, this is crazy, family. That's crazy. And that's crazy all over some fucking pussy. Man. Nigga. Come on. Helen of Troy. Pussy? Niggas will go to war for some pussy. I mean, yes, she is. Robin Mims, she's definitely a pretty, you know, she's definitely a beautiful girl. However, god damn, nigga, you gonna smoke? I'm not saying you pulled the gun on her, but she's the issue. Meaning, like, you know what I'm saying? If who knows how it transpired? So I don't want to give too much, you know. But it's like, damn, bro. If she moved on, she moved on. But if she's still fucking both of them at the same time, come on, that's a recipe for, you know, for disaster. Y'all already know how that go. That's crazy. If you still fucking both of them and both of them in the same vicinity at the same time, know of each other, both of them going to feel some kind of right to be there because they fucking with her. Like, damn, son, that's unnecessary shit. That's crazy. Black men deserve to grow old. Rest in heavenly peace. Rock Bailey. All right, I'm going to let a little, hold on. First thing, especially my auntie, All right, missing someone that ain't coming back. It's kind of different. Maybe Pops seeing your face break. Somebody going to say something, but I'll get back to this in a minute, all right? I'll get back to that in a moment. Let me just scroll. Damn, bro, this shit crazy. Yeah. Wow, bro. That's real crazy. That's real crazy. Let me see what they say in this right here real quick. Much love. Oh, okay. Okay. Shit, this is crazy, family. See, we're about to check in. No. Yeah, that's kind of crazy, man. Yeah, that's fucked up. Over some fucking buns, bro. Wow. Yeah, they're like he missed, you know, fix up on cars. And because some dudes do, like, buy cars and then, you know, have their own, like, rental car company or something. Not saying that's what he does, but he's definitely messing with cars, selling cars or something, or, you know, buy them, fix them up, and sell them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's kind of crazy, man. You can tell that's his son. You know what I'm saying? Damn, homie. Now, look. Fatherless child, man. That shit crazy. Anyway, let's go back a little bit to this and let's see what he's talking about, man. All right. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button while y'all here. All right. Hold on. So we're going to go back a little bit. And again, salute to Onan, you know what I'm saying, for putting in that work, finding that out, you know what I'm saying, and people giving him firsthand knowledge of what happened. All right. Where I'm at. All right, let's continue. I'm not going to play too much. If y'all haven't seen it, make sure y'all go to his channel and watch it all. Oh, shit, I forgot. I left the water running. I left the fucking water running.
To the side.
Shit.
Gangbanger. Throwing up gang signs. Big old ass standing on top of electrical box. Robin need her ass kicked. Robin need her ass kicked. Robin want that. She want her a thug nigga. Bitch, go get you a nigga with a suit and a tie. You're not going to get this motherfucking goddamn girl fucking exhale bird. Ain't doing shit. I take a picture with his shirt off and all kind of shit. He got a $100 bill on his socks and he want to show you he dripping and all that. Man, get your ass out here, Mike. You ain't happy out here. You ain't happy out. This nigga, look at this nigga. This is a morty nigga. Don't want them way pull your drawers down to your motherfucking. Man. Fuck these niggas, man.
Damn.
I ain't got a damn by no nigga associated with CNG. None at all.
Nah, that's crazy, though. Shit. I mean, I get it, but damn, man, a life is a life. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to say fuck the niggas, you know what I'm saying? But, hey.
So, Rock Billy. Yes, Lord. Rock Billy like the fish, too. Yeah, he got all them brim. Spot them brim. All right, so, y'all, he inside CMG house right here. That take the key. He taking a picture of Robin house. This Robin nigga. All right? This the nigga. He dead. And I wonder if his family gonna get some money out of this. God damn it.
Wait,
so,
hold on.
Robin right.
So I'm kind of confused. So this dude is the one that was fucking with the sister, not the short dark-skinned dude.
I was wrong. I picked the other dude, but it ain't the other dude. It's this nigga right here. It's Rock, who Robin been putting that snatch him on. Rock, y'all get kid slipping. Coming out the club, bullshitting. And got y'all fucking wig knockoff. Bullshitting. They have been out there bullshitting, playing with them fucking people, and that man going to that car, get that ratchet, and come back and handle business. That's all that bit. All that bit.
And if you look at the video, so the dude, he was already shot already. He was already on the ground. Hold on. Oh, no, I can't play that one, nigga. Hold on. I can't play that. Let me go to my joint. Hold on. Let me see my screen real quick. About to make me some motherfucking tea. So if anything, he's already on the ground, so he already shot the dude that he expect to be fucking his girl. If we want to go with this narrative. All right? Who knows? It could be different, but the way I was looking, it sound like that's what happened. So this is Mame Man. I'm just going to say Mame. All right? I'm going to call him Mame. Know that Mame Man? I can't. It don't roll off the tongue right. So I'm going to call him Mame. All right? So, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Now, wait, hold on. See, this is where I'm confused a little bit too. Is this John? I don't know. But the dude right here, Rock Bailey, that's him right there. He's already laid out. And this nigga hopping. So he gonna be easy to find. Crazy. And my thing, if he already shot his mans, right? And he's doing all that hopping, I would have bounced, son. You cannot play. You only have milliseconds to react once you stuck, once this is up on you. That's it. And I think he hit the switch on him too. Because that shit, that's definitely automatic. You see how that shit spitting like a Uzi. So he got that stick on that motherfucker. He got that extendo, baby. He got the stick on that shit. 30 rounder, 40 round drum or some shit. 30 round stick on that motherfucker. God bless both of them, son. There's no way I would have just stood there if just that one hop. After he shot my man, I'm not going to stand there because I'm next, especially if I'm not, if I don't have one in my hand, if I can't up it at the same time he shoot my man, I got him, I'm laying him down, I do the time or whatever the case may be. But your man is down. I mean, I guess, look, I guess he ain't give a fuck, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it is what it is. It's all about what's going through that person's mind at the time. It's that, you know, we go all that woulda, coulda, shoulda shit when we not there. I just have a feeling like I would have bounced, man. He's backing up all that time. Shit, but everything is a split second. Damn, man. Boom. This that first shot, he that was it. This is why I don't really play with guns. I really don't play with guns. If I grab mines, I have to grab it. Like, I look at it, play with it, and look how pretty it is or whatever. But, like, take it outside and all this crazy shit, not or whatever. Like, you can't play with guns. That shit is not like television. It's not like the movies. It's never been like that. It's never been. That shit is no joke. Once that shit hits you, depending on who you are, but 99% of the time when that shit hits you, it's a wrap. And you're going down. And this shit ain't no game, man. That's why, look, run, nigga. Run if you could. You have that split second. You only have a millisecond to react. You can't play. You have a millisecond. 1-2 seconds if you're lucky. Nah, man. That's unfortunate, bro. Unfortunate. Over some nonsense. Over some pussy. Over some pussy. Over some pussy. And again, at the end of the day, you have to understand that if we're going by the narrative, that girl should have known better. That shit is fucked up. I have the phone lines open, too. Let me, hold on. Let me just drop the number real quick in here, real quick. If anybody have anything to say, hold on. Let me get the number right now. If anybody have anything to say, man, it's really fucked up. Hold on real quick. We have a couple of more things to talk about as well, too. How long I've been here? 51 minutes talking about this. What's up, DJ Self Mix? What's goody? Peace, everybody in the building. Just do me a favor. If you haven't hit the like button, please hit that like button right now. Please hit that like button. Ginger and Honey Tea did it for me. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to, I got some turmeric, lemon, and ginger tea. I use all my fucking ginger by now already. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on. Give me a second, man. Because I know we niggas got ADHD and shit. Hold on, man. Yeah, hit that like button. If y'all would like to donate, show some love to the platform, please do. I have an interview tomorrow. It's going to be with the guy who was locked up with R. Kelly. Let me pull that up real quick. Let me pull that up. Make sure y'all go subscribe to R. Kelly. Excuse me. Make sure y'all subscribe to Onan's channel, man. All right? Let me pull up this interview. So I'm going to be interviewing this person tomorrow. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Oh, come on now. Let me share my screen. We'll come back to this in a minute, okay?
So being in there with Kels, man, for sure, y'all have some interesting.
I'm just going to give a snippet of it, a small amount of it.
What were some of the things that you guys actually talked about? What were some of the things that you guys actually conversed about?
Well, one of the things is, you know.
And let me say this as well. He sent me the, because I asked, you know, got to make sure if, for person, you know, this shit is real or anything, because you know how the internet is. You know what I'm saying? So you always have to a little fact check. So he sent me the case numbers and all that shit. So he was in there around the same time with R. Kelly, all right? So we'll get into all that tomorrow. So, but this is the dude I'll be interviewing tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, all right? So let me just give you a little bit, and we can go more in depth in a situation with R. Kelly and all that.
Jay-Z won hip-hop culture right now. You know, the man became like a real god of our culture. So everybody know that Jay-Z and R. Kelly was working together at one time with the Best of Both Worlds tour. And, I think they did two albums together, Best of Both Worlds, one and two. You know, everybody on Jay-Z, everybody, Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that. Well, man, everybody in there was asking, like, what happened with you and Jay-Z? It was rumors, like, back in 02, I think, that they was on tour and Jay-Z posted, did something to him or whatever. So I wasn't the only one asking me about that shit, but I was one of the ones that was more so close to him, you know, so. You know, he opened up to other people, but he opened up to me about that shit. And one of the things he said, and let me say this first. You know, Malcolm X once said that the media is the most dangerous weapon that the United States have. He said it's because they can make the innocent look guilty and they can make the guilty look innocent. Mm. And what he meant by that is if Juice Talk TV control the media,
right,
and you mad at me because I fucked your bitch, right? You know, which I want to do because I love you.
I love you
know what I'm saying? But you could get so upset that you could fuck up my whole reputation, my image. You could make me look like the worst person on the planet because you control the motherfucking media. And this media shit, everybody, whether it's social media, TV, or reality show, everybody believe this shit that they see in the media. Mm. So if the media starts saying R. Kelly a pedophile, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you know, they did the shit to R. Kelly, they did the shit to Bill Cosby, they did the shit to Mike Tyson, they did the shit to Tupac, they did the shit to Kobe Bryant, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all ain't catching on, you know what I'm saying, like, what the fuck, then they killed Kobe, you know what I mean, y'all ain't catching on, but my thing was, look, I'm not judging because I know how they do powerful black men. So I asked him about the shit with Jay-Z. And just to sum it up, man, like he basically was saying, you know, Jay-Z with that organization. You know what I mean? Jay-Z, some people say shit about Illuminati, you know. Illuminati is up here, but they got organizations under them who run in the music industry. So I want to say, Jay-Z with the Illuminati, I don't know if he that powerful yet, but I believe what Kells told me as far as niggas like Jay-Z fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? And like Tory Lanez that he had just came out when they convicted him for this shit with Megan Thee Stallion. And he basically said, Jay-Z got these young artists selling their hearing that and hearing the shit that R. Kelly was saying about Jay-Z is like, damn, is that shit true? Jay-Z probably my favorite rap artist. I like him too, but for me, it's about being 100. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how much money you got or how everybody else on your dick. If you ain't 100 based on my principles and standards, then you fuck you. You know what I mean? So I took R. Kelly's side because I believe what he was saying, even with the shit with Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about this. Everybody bashing him about fucking with Aaliyah when she was young. But then you gotta think about Jay-Z was fucking with Foxy Brown when she was the exact same age. So why ain't nobody saying about that? Mm. You know what I mean? But no, that ain't my business. That's another story. It's just, you know, when you're in jail, everybody got stories. You wanna hear that shit, it'd be interesting. You know what I mean?
Was that some of the things that Kels was talking about? You know, the Aaliyah situation?
Yeah, that's another, you know, what I just explained about Jay-Z was one of the things, you know. He talked about Aaliyah, but he basically felt like, because, you know, Aaliyah people put her on Kells.
Mm.
And they put her on him in a way that it was like...
Her uncle did. Like and left them in a hotel together.
Wow.
That's when they say they gave her away. That's what they mean.
Yeah, even them other girls they were saying underage, bro, like they parents was like, man, that, you know, take her under your wings, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever you want to do with it. Just, you know, all that money you making off these songs, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. So,
I did all that just to turn their back on
them. Yeah, I ain't saying that it was good, because I want to fuck a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm a realist. This 17-year-old is out here looking 23, you know what I mean? So, but if she tell me she's 17, okay, I got to fall back, for sure. You know what I'm saying? If she 18, then yeah, I might be legal. I can't go to jail for that, you know what I mean? But it's just, it's that shit going on, though. When I was 14, the females who was 14 I was talking to, I was tripping when I was finding out they fucking with my OGs who 25 and shit, you know what I'm saying? So this shit go on. That's why I'm not the one who's going to judge kids. I've been seeing this shit go on all my life. So all the black people from the trenches who talking down on this man, y'all been seeing this shit go on all y'all life. Y'all done seen y'all uncles, y'all daddies do this shit. So just shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't did shit they ain't did. You ain't saying shit about your uncle or your daddy, so don't say nothing about kids. You know what I mean?
That's real shit. The motherfuckers won't say shit about what's going on in the household, but quick to say something about the next person's shit.
Yeah.
That's real shit.
But that's
yeah, so so that's what I'm going to be interviewing with tomorrow, so make sure y'all tune in, man. So we definitely gonna go in on that one. So, you know, y'all let me know y'all thoughts on that. Let me see something if anybody called yet. I don't know. I doubt it. All right. That nigga scared to fucking talk, but all right. let me see, man, because I ain't going to be here too long. How long I been here? All right. let me see, man. It's definitely facts, though, because at the end of the day, there's some people in here right now that know somebody or know when they was at a young age that they was fucking with niggas that's older. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody in your family been messing with little fucking girls or young girls, I mean. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not a... And I used to say this before, too. No double standards. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all not going to snitch on fucking Uncle Cletus. Uncle Junebug, that y'all know that been fucking touching these little girls, even their home girls. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not like that they don't understand what's going on. You know, so you can't pick and choose. If y'all could talk about R. Kelly, which he's not even locked up for that. He's not even locked up for that, though. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all can go hard on him, why y'all can't go hard on your uncle? Why you can't go hard on your cousin or your fucking brother? Or your father, or your homegirl's uncle, or your cousin's father. Very, very selective outrage. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, people just do things when it's convenient. You know what I'm saying? So just take heed. Just take heed to certain things, man, because that's real shit. It's real, real, real shit. Word. Let me go to, hold on, damn, I hit the wrong fucking button. Hold on, because this shit about to pop up. Hold on, I got to X this shit out. Come on. Fuck it. I hate when I do that. All right. Hold up. I definitely gotta drink some fucking tea. My shit killing me right now. Okay, whoever sent that donation, I appreciate it. It's probably $2, but I ain't judging. You know, I appreciate you. At least you thought about me. Oh, that's the homie, NOYB. Thank you, family. I should have expected you to do that. Appreciate you, King. Thank you. All right, let me share my screen now, man. We're going to get the fuck up out of here. I'll look into it more, a little bit more deeper tomorrow. And I'm talking about the situation at Privy Restaurant, all right? So let's just skim through all this real quick, man. 50 Cent, always make sure he take a shot at Ja Rule.
Curse on the Timberwolves because somebody made a mistake, and they let Ja Rule perform at the halftime show. And it was the worst that ever happened, right? But what happened was the temple. So now we're going to get rid of the temple rule curse. Got a whole ritual plan to break the curse, right? So everybody get ready to follow it. You're going to get a chance to see what I do when the curse is broken. Temple rule, let's go. On three. One, two. There's a curse.
You just jinxed yourself talking to the God this way. You're cursed now. You won't win a championship for the next 30 years. And Kat is leaving, apologizing now. What? Something to curse. Kiss of death, whatever. Yeah, man. Niggas still going at it to this day, man. Rest in peace to Nip, son. I'm going to play that one last, man. Love Nip, man. Word up. Oh, my God. I can't really read that fucking text, but at the end of the day, wow. His fucking girl, and, you know, I don't want to get too crazy with, you know, the female that he's with, you know what I'm saying? Just understand at the end of the day, they are always going to win. This is how Rosewood got burnt down, North Carolina. That's how Black Wall Street got bombed. You know what I'm saying? Emmett Till. So off and so on. There's plenty others when the female rice cake say things, they're going to always take her side until the truth comes out. You're always going to be looked at as guilty until proven innocent. Besides the other way around. So I can't read the other one. It's too small. But basically, this is allegedly, she's apologizing for her. You know, she was, mad or, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically apologizing for what happened, with how it transpired, whatever. But them snow bunnies, man, you have to understand, they can ruin you. And I don't think, just black men, just especially your athletes and so forth and so on, man, you just a come up, man. And you a toy, you're lust. You know what I'm saying? They looking for what's between them legs, nigga, and what's in that bank account at the end of the day. Because at any given time, they can say you touched her in the wrong way and it's a wrap. They going to jump on that. As much as they try to keep the women away from the black men because they seen the difference between them and us, that well endowed, and their jealousy and so forth and so on, they knew that once their wives or they daughters or whatever get a taste of, you understand what I'm saying? That was their fear. And now when they look at pornos and shit like that, they can't help themselves. When they look at these basketball players, actors, so forth and so on, and regular people, it kills them. It breaks them down. And hearing how the snow bunnies be saying that they're not even attractive to their own male, their own men of their own race, they are very insecure, very mad behind that. And he would still defend her because they want them home with them. And they will go to war for that or ridicule you. You understand what I'm saying? Put a smear campaign, damage your career, false allegations, lock you up, all of those things, man. But at the end of the day, this whole letter, I'm pretty sure y'all already seen it, so I ain't going to read it, waste my motherfucking time. Because my throat hurting, I got to make some fucking tea right now. Basically, just explaining that this is going to get dropped. It's off the swan, so there's no evidence of him assaulting her. They got the footage and people's testimony on it, and one recanting they allegations and so off the swan. Let's keep it fucking moving. Rest in peace to the people that passed away in Memphis. All right, let's keep it pushing, man. Oh yeah. Do you see this shit right here?
Thank you.
So this dude is fighting with a female for Chris Brown's shirt. Number one, why are you all up close to the fucking stage like that? What is you up there looking for? Like, are you looking at certain body parts when this nigga dancing? Because you know the nigga is bionic. This nigga could do a handstand on one finger. This Chris Brown is an alien, for real. That nigga's not even human, all right? But you fighting or pulling a fucking shirt, a sweaty shirt from a female who he was definitely throwing it to. Well, who the fuck knows? Okay? This nigga is definitely not there for the females, you dig? This nigga definitely, he looking for some love muscles up in there. You hear me? That nigga really trying to spoil fight tonight. So that's some. And the females don't even look too bad. She don't even look bad right there. She look like she's taking her ass all night. Bleak. Okay? Little snow bunny. Okay? Like, these niggas is weird out here, man. This, oh, my God. Niggas is not. It's a shame. And let me say this, so I'm proud of her right here.
Who made this outfit? No. That's sick. Oh my God!
And I
did. You tweet. You did your own hair and makeup.
Yep.
You
look. This is my hairline. You have to get it hard
here. Oh my God! First of all, I'm so proud of you. I'm gonna look so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, okay. So how did we get the hair? Just online?
Yes, ma'am. Heartcare.com.
I love you.
I'm happy that she did what she did. I'm really happy she did what she did. You know, I feel like her mom's played a big part in it. Her mom's definitely played a big part. But her mom's is catnip. You know what I mean? She's definitely catnip, cat shit nip crazy. You understand what I'm saying? But let's go. We'll go back to Rapper with Escape. Let me scroll all the way down. All right, here we go right here. So let's go. That's funny. Kevin Gates here. We'll go to that too. Hold on. Where we at? It's a lot that we didn't even talk about. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely not going to try to be here too long. Try to be here for at least another half. Under 20 minutes. Where's the fucking, what's the name? If that bitch right there crazy. I'm going to go to that too. Hold on. What the blood clot? Where's? Hold on. It's down here. Some fucking where. Just go to fucking China. Just go to her shit. Just go there. Come on, baby. All right. Salute to Black China, man. All right. I know y'all all seen this shit already. So it was good that she got this shit taken off. You know, her moms was definitely pleading for her. You know what I'm saying? And she knew exactly what it was. She already put what this was about. You know what I'm saying? Baphomet, alias Satan, the devil, Mehmet. All those fucking names. I'm not doing all that. Okay? And we already know this evil demonic deity that they worship. You know what I'm saying? So as above, so as below. You know, with the, you know, the goat mixed with human. You know what I'm saying? That deity, we already know what that is about. And it's not far-fetched that she knew exactly what it was, because she absolutely said that when she got the Baphomet, it was for a different reason. She had a different interpretation. I mean, that's a little white lie there, because there's no other fucking way or meaning or a good meaning of what the Baphomet represents. So she knew how shit worked. You know, it's a lot of witchcraft allegedly inside of this highly weird debacle. You understand what I'm saying? She knew exactly what she was doing. Here we go right here, too.
I'm still on my healing journey.
I'm not playing the whole thing, though.
Say hey, Dream. Okay, so let's grab the mattress. All right, so y'all know that I have this Baphomet tattoo, right? It got to come off. You know what I mean? I'm not about to have no mark of the beast, anything like that. But I will tell you this. When I first got the tattoo, that is not what it meant to me. You know what I mean? And regardless of what it is, I just don't want anything negative or demonic on my body anymore. So I'm about to drive.
At the end of the day, I'm definitely happy for her because she broke out the matrix. And I have to give her mother credit for that. You know what I'm saying? And I think she did as well, too. Let me go ahead and see if she still have it up. It's been some days now. Let's see if she still have it up. Salute to her because she definitely looks more pretty now. She looks more better now, to be honest. She looks great. Oh, yeah, it's not up there no more. But she thank her mother. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great thing, but at the end of the day, I feel like once you're in, you're always in. You understand what I'm saying? So what? I'm not wishing anything like that, but going on the traditional way of things, far as that system is concerned, and far as the research and the history of what that group of people does, what they do, they are very patient, though. They are very patient. Look what happened with Melissa Ford. When she talked about that, you got to sign your name in blood, literally. And guess what happened? Her car, her Jeep flipped over, I'm exaggerating, 40 times and damn near died. You understand? She had to really lay low for a long time. Now she slowly crept out that shell. And now she's on the Joe Budden podcast and all that shit. That lady almost died. Is that a coincidence? Who knows? She's not the only example. However, do she feel like she thinks she's free? I'm glad she is, but could something, I'm not wishing, and I let me just say, God forbid, you think something may happen in the future because they patient. Very patient. They may know her flaws. She may do coke. She may, whatever her crutches or her weaknesses are, they'll play off that, especially if you're an addict. Especially if you do certain drugs. They'll play off that and have it in a way where it's an overdose. You know what I'm saying? Or a suicide. So for someone, so I'm glad she broke free because she is the only one. Look, if she got a Baphomet tattoo, family, what makes you think nobody else have one? And what made her even get that in the first place? Where she learned that from? Did she learn that from the who? The Kardashians? Knowing that their great-great-great-grandmother's history? Of messing with the elements, the Hollywood, the actual wood, witchcraft. Remember what she said when she seen the Marilyn Monroe's hair or something? It was some memorabilia, but I think it was something like hair, like a wig or something like that. And she was like, I can't wait to clone her or do a ritual. Some shit she said. I played that a minute ago. Y'all should remember. If she got one, you think China was the only one who got that Baphomet tattoo? And let's not forget Malik, the owl. Malak, or however you want to pronounce it. From the, what you call that shit? What's that shit, man? Oh, my God. Let me look in the chat real quick. What's that shit that all the presidents go to again? what you call that shit again? Is it California? I keep forgetting. It slips my mind right now. if anybody remember. But, it started with a B. I don't know why. It's right there on the tip of my tongue. I can't fucking remember. What's the name of the shit that they go to with the Malik, all the presidents used to go to in California? Bohemian Grove, man. Y'all niggas are slow, man. What the fuck is going on with y'all tonight? Bohemian Grove. Shit. I can't depend on y'all tonight. But yeah, man. But thank you, Mo Chilla. At least you put it in there. But before you put it in there, I remember. Bohemian Grove, goddammit. Don't forget about Drake. That's the owl. That's Malik. Who they praise to. 666. Let's not forget that, man. All that shit is real, family. They all know about it. Only thing I can say is I'm glad that she made it out. Y'all gotta give me a moment real quick. Let me see how long I've been here. I gotta get my tea before all this damn water run out. Yeah, I got 10 more minutes. Give me a brief second. Give me a brief second. Let me get my shit. Hold on.
All right, I'm back, man. All right.
My shit had like, man. My shit had a little drop of water in there, man. God damn. Had that shit boiling too long. But anyway, let's continue. Let's see if anybody called. I don't think nobody called. Y'all niggas acting real today. Nah, I definitely understand the time, though. You know what I'm saying? All right, so let's go back. And again, that's Young Mike right there, baby. You heard? That was some good times back then, baby. You can't tell a nigga nada. You heard? Okay? Shit. Let's keep it motherfucking pushing back. All right? Yeah, but I had your girl legs spread from wall to fucking wall up on that motherfucker, okay? Oh, shit, let me go back. Ah, shit.
My nigga got pulled over in L.A., boy. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, let's continue, man. Few more, then we out of here, man. I'm gonna make me some fucking salmon or some salad, man. Call it the night. Got some shit I gotta do in the morning too, man. Let's continue this shit. Yeah, that thing with her sister is kind of crazy, man. Stealing money from her. She did a YouTube video showing receipts, man. And Latasha, man, did her daughter, her sister dirty, man. Bitches is grimy. I ain't gonna go through all that. Y'all already seen it. But look at this shit right here, family. And this ain't scripted. Look at that. Nigga, that ain't normal, okay? That ain't normal. Oh yeah, this nigga right here. Somebody sent me this too. You probably watched What Up, Eve the Weave. So this is from the Adam, 22. So he said, now any of the math inclined out there are probably reading this and thinking something like, she's 19 now. You were 23 then. How old was she then? Well, she was 16. But come on, man. Look at her. She's 18 or 19 in most hair, picks hair. But she didn't look much different at all then. if statutory rape is wrong, I don't want to be right. Now I can make the argument that the age of consent is 16 in Canada, although I'm sure that traveling from America to Canada to have sex with a minor is still illegal as hell. But really, fucking argument, she's stupid hot. And see, this, I don't want to do this like far as race to see the difference, but we not like that. You know what I'm saying? We definitely not like that, man. Like you can tell that this dude is a predator. Even what's his name? What's that little fucking rapper? And I just Little Pump or something. I think it's Pump. He used to roll with Pump, or Pump used to he used to roll with Pump, and like they did some he was on tour, they filmed it or documented it or whatever. And he said some shit that he liked messing with them young girls or some shit like that. I think I played it before, but Adam 22 is a fucking predator, man. It's a pervert. Straight up pervert, man. Straight up perv, man. Can't be fucking with niggas like that, man. And salute to these black queens right here.
Special kind of student to outsmart 2,000 years of mathematicians. At St. Mary's Academy, they have two.
It's an unparalleled feeling, honestly, because it's just nothing like it, being able to do something that people don't think that young people can do.
Kelsey Johnson and Nakia Jackson just gave a presentation at the American Mathematical Society's annual Southeastern Conference. They say they've proven that Pythagoras' theorem can be proved without circular trigonometry, and it might not surprise you to hear that they were the only high schoolers in the room.
You don't see kids like us doing this. It's usually like you have to be an adult to do this.
Special kind of student to outsmart 2,000 years.
Now, that's some great shit right there. So definitely want to give those girls love. And those black Americans right there, those black girls, however you want to describe them to be. We all, that's a win for all of us, period. So however way you from, that's still a win for all of us, you know? But if it was somebody else, you see all they flags and shit. Like, you know, we ain't black, we this, you know. But everybody wins. Everybody wins with that. You heard? So let's keep it pushing, man. I'm about to end this. This nigga, yo, son, nigga, son, this nigga right here. Damn, I got to get my fucking lemon. There's no fucking way. Yo, that nigga should never act like he hard ever again. He should move out of his neighborhood. He should move to fucking Chattanooga somewhere, nigga. Fresno or something. Get the fuck out of here, family. There's no way in hell after this shit you can ever talk shit to somebody. You can't even get smart, nigga. Get out of here. Oh, shit. That shit was funny, though. Oh, yeah. Let's not forget what's at stake here. I'm going to remember to play this. Definitely that, because that lets you know what's going on now. But, let me see if I can find it. This is a crucial time, and I think everybody need to pay attention to. Is this it? Let me see. It's one of them.
Putin announced this week that Russia will begin using the Chinese yuan for international payments instead of the dollar. Saudi Arabia is also in talks with Beijing to do the same thing. Speaking of Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, they're in talks with Iran as well to consider an economic alliance with China and Russia. And they can even be joining the BRIC countries, which is an acronym for these countries here, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. These countries all have emerging economies. So what happens if our economy and the U.S. dollar are no longer the world's dominant currency? Former Assistant Treasury Secretary and host of the Monica Crowley podcast, Monica Crowley, is here to weigh in.
Monica Crowley, look at the last name.
Let's start right there.
That's crazy.
What happens if these emerging economies move away from the U.S. dollar towards the Chinese yuan?
Well, good morning, Will. It's great to be with you. And it's really hard to overstate exactly how catastrophic the abandonment of the U.S. dollar would be as the world's global reserve currency. Look, since the end of World War II, the dollar has been the safe place to go. And it's been backed up by a couple of things. It originally was backed up by gold, but President Nixon took us off the gold standard, so there's no hard asset backing up the dollar anymore for the last 50 years. But also, it's been backed up by the strength and
Putin announced this week that Russia will begin.
There was something else somebody sent me. Let me try to find that right now. Very crucial. Hold on 1 second. Look to my inbox real quick. Hold on 1 second. Definitely want to show y'all this. Hold on. Very important because a lot of the times we are drowned and bombarded with unnecessary bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So let me go here real quick. Let me go here. Let's check this out. I'm not playing the whole thing. I'm just going to give it a little bit, but I'm not playing this whole shit, but just pay attention real quick.
Everything changes for the U.S. dollar next week. The Federal Reserve is about to completely alter how you use money in the United States. Why is no one covering this story? They're focused on Donald Trump, literally ignoring one of the biggest stories in America right now. We're going to get to that part of the story in a moment, how the monetary policy will shift, the monetary system will shift in the United States. But first, something odd is happening in the United States and to the U.S. dollar that's in your pocket right now. It's quickly becoming worthless. And not just in terms of inflation and buying power, try to pay for something with United States paper currency in your pocket and you will now be met with resistance. You'll be told, hey, we don't accept paper cash anymore. We don't accept your coins. We don't accept cash at all. We're digital now.
And let me say this, there's a video, I don't know if I saved it, but there is a video of a guy going to Burger King and they not accepting his cash. Let me see. No, that's the Popeyes joint. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. But I'm going to try to see if I can find it, but it's already happening now. But let's continue.
That's exactly what's happening. Take the U.S. national parks.
I mean, I accept that from flight attendants because I'm like, you don't have change all the way up here.
Yeah, I accept that. But no. But anywhere else, like on the space shuttle, maybe. International Space Station, I get it.
Right.
Like, I don't think that you have
a
cash register
yeah.
to give me some change, right? But U.S. national parks, yes, places that you drive your RV to and hitch up overnight, you'll now find that these U.S. government parks will no longer accept cash. This is just the first of many government offices, government buildings, government installations that you'll now not be able to pay cash. The cost of going cashless, this article says, and Frommer's, as U.S. national parks, as many switch to plastic only, digital. Here's how Frommer's describes it. So far in 2023,
just look more deeper to that because I don't want to be here too long, but I found the video. So let me just show you in real time how crucial it's going to get soon. If we already knew for a long time that the American dollar is backed by nothing, and across the world globally that the American dollar ain't shit. America is in trillions and trillions of dollars of debt, and they owe. If you owe, what that means, the people that you owe kind of controls, depending on the contractual things that they have. Knowing America, they never oblige by their contracts. They always fuck up the contracts or treaties or whatever you want to call them, covenants, agreements, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? This can way well be China. In a way, that's why they buying up all the land and the laws being passed for them immediately, these crime bills and stuff like that, or anti-hate bills, whatever you want to call that, you know what I'm saying? So America is the breeding grounds for disaster. I think this land was just used to suck up and destroy anyway, you know what I'm saying? However, this is the video.
Yes, look at this. Every imaginable bill. I have one of every bill, 100, 50, 20, 10, 5, and 1. And I can't use any of them here to buy a stupid cup of coffee. One sugar, a little bit of cream.
I have cash.
You don't take cash?
No.
You don't take cash? Look at this.
I know, but you have no cash here. You only
call. This is outrageous.
Executive Order 6102 was a presidential executive order that required Americans to surrender much of their gold to the U.S. government. President Franklin D. Roosevelt passed the order in 1933 as a reaction to the crippling effect of the Great Depression on the U.S. economy. The order was issued within a month of FDR's inauguration, and all Americans were required to forfeit their gold to the government. However, each person in the household could retain up to 5 troy ounces of gold bullion coins. Those who surrendered their gold were compensated with $20.67 per troy ounce, the spot price of gold at the time. Many were upset by this.
At the end of the day, y'all, I'm telling y'all, shit about to hit the fan real soon. Real soon. This house right here is so fucking dope, man. Let me see how much time I got left. I've been on here for a minute, man. All right, I'll give it a few more than I'm out. Let me see. If y'all want to show some love, man, show some love to the platform, but I already know how it is. Let's continue. yeah, let's go here. This is crazy, right here. Excuse me.
If you could go back to any decade and DJ in that decade, where would Jazzy Jeff DJ?
'70s, bro.
I think the '70s for sure. The
'70s all day. Disco, everybody dancing, best music ever. '70s with the music, life flowing, psychedelic drugs and all that. You know what I mean?
'70s.
What would it be about the '70s?
Free drugs.
So things that they was doing back in the '70s, man.
Studio 54.
Oh, yeah.
Studio 54. Call me when the next one opens up.
What decade are you going to?
70s, man. Give me Studio 54. Give me all that debauchery at Studio 54, man. I want to see unicorns. I want to see Michael Jackson being young and snorting coke. I want to see all of that, man.
I'd be in the 70s. I'd probably be drugged out at Studio 54.
Woo! I'm smiling. I'm sweating.
With a thong on playing Sylvester.
All right, you can go. Now that, you know, I mean, I get it, because 70s was a great time. I mean, I wasn't born in the 70s, you know, I'm an 80s baby, 1980 to be exact. Yeah, but he said in a thong playing Sylvester, and we all know, well, for those who don't know, he was a famous LGBTQAI1Z apostrophe and explanation point. And he was a famous singer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Real famous, real big. And, you know, unfortunately, he died from AIDS. He died from AIDS or whatever the case may be. But that just made me think, you know what I'm saying? Jazzy Jeff. You know what I mean? But let's keep it pushing. Because I don't want no motherfucking smoke now. Okay? I've been here long enough. This mix right here is so fucking crazy. This shit, I wish I could play it, but I already know what's going to happen. So I'm not even going to play myself and do that. Let me see. Last one. This was funny, though. I fell out when I seen that shit. That is funny, nigga. Okay? It's the green light from all gangs. So I hope they fucking kill him. Destroy him. Yeah, we seen this shit right here. That's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? It's real unfortunate, man. And look at America, man. And they don't want to ban guns. When they want to keep their guns, they only think about us as black people coming to kill them and all that shit like that. They don't care about any. They don't care about nobody else. They really don't care. And these kids don't even go through the thorough background checks that they would do to me if I was to go and you know, try to register for a fucking firearm or an assault rifle. You understand what I'm saying? But Billy and Sandy, they could get these guns with no issue, with no problem. You know what I'm saying? Not even a thought, not even a psyche evaluation, you know, process. None of that. And these people could be psychologically damaged. And this is a man identifying as a female. This dude was ready and knew exactly why he was doing this. His friend, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all seen this, the black girl, that was his friend and stuff like that. I'm not going to go through all that stuff right now. I'm pretty much done. Pretty much done right now. Let me play Nip. Let me play this last one to get up out of here. Much love. Miss you, Nip. I don't know you, but definitely feel you. Let's get it, man. It took me a long time to really listen to things that he had to say. I think it's been a while now, so I can listen to him now.
Spiritual. Anybody that for music long enough, you know, if you don't find yourself and you don't like miss it, you're gonna realize it's spiritual. You can miss it though, but if you in tone and you present enough, you're gonna be like, vibrations, it's the word. If you read the Bible in the beginning, it was the word. That's the first thing that the Bible says. So the power of the word is intense, it's real. To try to make music and separate it from a spiritual thing, I don't think it's possible. The actual act of music, think about this. You're going somewhere mentally and you're bringing something back that people that aren't where you just went can hear in the place that you both are. Like, you go somewhere when you go pull a lyric down. Where is it at? Where does it exist? You know what I'm saying? And then you say it with your voice, and now everybody can hear it. It was a truth that existed in everybody's space. You just went and, like, brought it down to the level that we communicate on. That's spiritual. Even producers make music. Where does the music exist? They hear an A, B, C. Where does that, until they play it, they bringing it down to our level of experience, but it exists already. They heard it. So to think it's not spiritual, I think is being like, you're not thinking about it long enough. Music.
Man. Gone but never forgotten, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Rest in peace to the two dudes that was murdered last night. And get well to the other people, the other seven that was injured. All right, everybody stay up, man. I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for that exclusive interview that I'm doing tonight. I think I'm going to do it live, too. So, all right, I'll see y'all. I'm out. Peace. Fucking tired now. I'm about to go eat.